All right, on to something a little bit more important. Actually, a lot more important. Who gets the merrier Christmas between the Texans and Eagles? Is it the Texans just about nailing down their first ever postseason bye? Or do the defending Super Bowl champions still have a defense? Weather's going to be great, at least for late December. Mostly sunny, mid-40s. Eagles favored 1.5 or 2. To get into some of the particulars, our Beat Guy segment this week, we welcome Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave, happy holidays to you. Look, the Eagles are going to need a lot of help, a Cowboys choke, stuff to make the playoffs, even if they handle it on Sunday. The Texans face a team, though, that is in competitive denial about that. I mean, the Eagles approaching this, you think, is damn straight we're very much alive.
Yeah, well, the scenario is actually more favorable for the wild card than it is for the division. The Eagles would need to win Sunday against Houston and then at Washington and have Minnesota lose to either Detroit or at Chicago in the final weekend. So, I mean, I think the focus for this team is just winning. I mean, they've it's been an uphill battle for much of the year, very uneven season. They feel like they've found their stride a little bit. They've won 3 of their last 4 games. And, you know, all you can do is really control your own destiny at this point. So the Eagles, against a very good Houston Texans team, got to take care of business for their chances to stay alive.
And if the Bears are still alive for that second bye relative to the Rams, obviously they're going to go full bore and, well, would be expected, frankly, to beat the Vikings. The Eagles very impressive in a must-win game at the Rams. Obviously, Nick Foles at quarterback. Certainly from the outside, it appeared much more aggressive tenor in terms of downfield passing game. Zach Ertz has been awesome this year at the tight end. How is the offense different with Foles at the controls?
You know, I think the early indication, at least based on Sunday night, was more of a willingness to, as you say, throw the ball down the field, take some shots. Nick was very aware of the importance against that great defensive line of the Rams to get the football out of his hands quickly, to get it into the playmakers' hands, to let them do their damage with the legs. Carson tends to want to make plays with his legs, hold on to it, wait for something to develop. The offense has been uneven all year. It also helped last week that the defense took the football away twice. The special teams turned it over once. It was really a team effort to beat the Rams. I mean, the Eagles were such huge underdogs, coming off an extremely disappointing loss in overtime to the Cowboys the week before. So to go out there and rise up and beat the Rams kind of showed everybody what this team is capable of doing. And we'll see if they're able to reach that same emotional pitch on Sunday. Everybody here respects what the Texans have done. I mean, I'm not sure the Texans are getting the respect that they deserve around the country. They've won 10 of their last 11 games. They've got a terrific defense. They've got the game's best wide receiver. They've got a young emerging star quarterback. They've got a running game that can do a lot of damage to you. And the Eagles know that. And they know it's going to be very tough on Sunday. But the offense, and I think the offense is going to have to score some points. I think this is a game where there's going to be some points scored, and the Eagles have to try to be as balanced as they possibly can.
Dave, that Eagles offensive line, which was just so awesome last season en route to winning the Super Bowl, obviously held up against the Rams with Aaron Donald, the primary focus. Dom Consu just might not be a great player anymore, but the Rams have components. Obviously, the Texans do, most prominently J.J. Watt, but then Clowney. If there's a weak spot, a soft spot in the Eagles' O-line, where would you point?
I would probably point to left guard, where Stefan Wisniewski is a veteran, serviceable, a little bit undersized. You know, at center and left guard, the Eagles are a tad bit, by NFL standards, undersized. And I understand that that's what the Houston Texans do. They move J.J. Watt around. They create matchups. His versatility is extraordinary. So we'll probably end up seeing him a lot against right tackle Lane Johnson, which will be just a great matchup. But I think the Texans, based on what they've done this year, will also move Watt inside and could put him on the right side of the defensive line and try to take advantage of the Eagles that way. But certainly wherever he lines up, the Eagles are going to make sure that they have ample support to try to slow down J.J. Watt. And then also respecting what Clowney does and what McKinley does and what Reeder does and all the great players along that defensive front. It's not just one player. Certainly J.J. Watt stands out above all, but it's more than one guy. And you need more than one great player to have an outstanding defensive line, and the Texans certainly have that.
Yeah, Clowney is actually not a particularly good outside rusher, but when he moves inside and stands up and uses the speed edge he has over an interior offensive lineman, that's where he has been at his best. Talking with Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Other side of the line of scrimmage, Dave. The Eagles' defensive front, really good, seems to be really deep, at least when all are present and accounted for. Fletcher Cox was dinged against the Rams, did return to the game. I know he's missed practice, but is that just, we're at a time of year where guys are going to miss some practices. The state of the Eagles' defensive front, which will be getting after a Texans offensive line, which has basically been a sieve in pass protection.
Yeah, this is where the Eagles' defensive line, I mean, they have really, really stepped up, and they are not all present and accounted for. Derek Barnett, their first-round draft pick from a year ago, is on IR. Josh Sweat, the draft pick this year, on IR. Tim Jernigan, defensive tackle, has played one game this year after off-season back surgery. But the Eagles are getting great mileage from the likes of Michael Bennett on the outside, Brandon Graham on the outside, Chris Long on the outside, Fletcher Cox inside. They come at you. It's an aggressive scheme. They get up the field. They're going to have an advantage over the Texans. They're going to get middle linebacker Jordan Hicks back. Interesting matchup. I know that Deshaun Watson has thrown almost a third of his passes to DeAndre Hopkins. The Eagles have had a ton of injuries in the secondary. They've given up some big plays, but somehow Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator, has been able to piece it together enough these last few weeks, mixing and matching and changing coverages and relying on the defensive front to make a difference. And the Eagles have been able to hold up defensively despite a bunch of injuries on the back end. It'll be a lot harder against Hopkins this week and against a mobile quarterback who's given the Eagles problems in the past, the likes of Marcus Mariota and Cam Newton. They've given the Eagles some problems. Deshaun Watson can do it with his legs as well. So another really, really interesting match. I think the whole game, as it usually is, will be decided at the line of scrimmage. I think Houston's front on defense is formidable. The Eagles' front on defense is formidable. And I think that's going to be great competition on Sunday.
Dave, the Eagles' secondary lacks what you'd call a premier shutdown corner. Teams try different things with DeAndre Hopkins. Those with a top-tier cornerback, hey, you go wherever Hopkins goes. Typically, though, one way or the other, Hopkins does his damage. How do you think the Eagles will try to defend him? Will they flat-out double him a lot and dare Watson to make plays with other targets?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to hold on to their hats here. They've got a rookie by the name of Avante Maddox who's a very promising cornerback, but he's only about 5'9", 5'10". Rasul Douglas is your bigger cornerback at 6'1", 6'2", but maybe 6'3", actually. But he's not as athletic as Hopkins is. So, I mean, I can't imagine them leaving Hopkins in one-on-one coverage a whole lot. I think it'll be a really tough matchup. And they're going to have to rely on the pass rush to get after Watson and force some bad throws, some mistakes, some poor decisions. You know, they played Amari Cooper a few weeks ago in Dallas, and he had 10 catches, 217 yards, 3 touchdowns. The Eagles did not decide to double cover him. They tried to double cover Michael Thomas in New Orleans a week before that. And while he had 4 catches, 92 yards, Tre'Quan Smith had 10 catches, a big game, leaving other options for Drew Brees, who hit his options. So I don't know how the Eagles will play it. I mean, I don't think they can leave DeAndre Hopkins alone. I'm wondering if the ankle, maybe he'll turn that ankle a little bit and not feel like playing on Sunday. I think that's about the best chance against a premier player like that. He's just too much, I think, for any defense to handle. You're not going to defeat DeAndre Hopkins. You can contain him maybe, but we saw last week against the Jets, great coverage from Morris Claiborne on the second touchdown pass, and he goes up and gets the ball. There's nobody on this team who can go up and get the ball and compete with DeAndre Hopkins like that.
Dave, a little bit not off topic, but maybe off the main line as a question goes. A part of the Eagles' home field advantage years ago was that awful surface at the Vet. Everyone hated playing on it, and it was a career waiting to end. At the Link, they're 4-3 at home this year, which just reflects it's been a very up and down year. Any component other than a typically notorious, loud, and into it Eagles crowd, any other component about home field advantage playing at that stadium that might be something the Texans have to deal with? For instance, a mostly sunny day starting at 1 o'clock Eastern. Is the sun angle ever a factor there? And anything that might jump out to someone looking ahead to this game in Houston?
Usually there's a wind factor. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think you're pretty much going to have the most serene December 23rd day in Philadelphia that you could possibly have. It'll be 46 and sunny and beautiful, 1 o'clock game. I think the conditions are going to be absolutely fantastic. The The field surface is natural grass. The Eagles resod it after Army-Navy. So it's a beautiful setup. It'll play well, and it'll be perfect conditions. And this crowd will be into it. And they, I'll tell you, in the Super Bowl March last year, the home crowd makes a difference. And I know the Texans are fighting for the number two spot in the AFC. It's important to play at home in the playoffs. It does make a difference. The Eagles learned that firsthand last season.
So, in summary, combining head and gut, what do you think happens Sunday? I'm leaning Eagles.
Well, I don't know. The Eagles have been so unpredictable this year. I mean, if they play like they played against the Rams with that kind of energy, that kind of emotion, it will be tough. I don't know the status of Lamar Miller. My sense is that it might be difficult for him to play in this game. I think that will be a big loss for the Texans. I think the Eagles are pretty well equipped, as best you can be, to deal with Clowney and Watt, etc. And I think the Eagles are in a desperate mode. So, you know, I think if the Eagles play their game, they win the game. But they're 4-3 at home, as you said. They've been unpredictable. Nick Foles starts. You hope that he can have the same magic he had in last year's playoff run and then last week. I'd love to tell you Eagles. We'll see who comes out fastest. The slow starts this year have really doomed the Eagles. Last week they were able to start pretty quickly against the Rams, tied at halftime. I think if they put themselves in position in the second half, the Eagles have a real chance to win this game. But I certainly put nothing past the Houston Texans. I think they are the one team that nobody talks about that's having an absolutely outstanding season.
Interesting outsider's perspective on the Texans. Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com to read all of his stuff. Dave, much appreciate the time and insight. Again, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and everybody listening.